Yeah, right on. That works too. If you get into FT8, which you probably will, if you get serious about it, and you start playing around with like JTDX, which has better decoding, you will notice that it's going to need a pretty fast processor. My MacBook Pro, was from 2013, but it was a top-of-the-line model, so it had the quad-core and the 16 gigs of RAM and everything. But that struggled, actually. I used it for field day. That would struggle a little bit to decode all the signals when it was super busy.